if the night before is not considered the Zman of the Korban yet, Amos Mechzi the Korban, when does he become Roy to bring a Korban Mitzafra? Only in the morning. Nizirus Nami lo Chayla Mitzafra. So the Nizirus also doesn't start till the morning. V'yamar Laila Enam Echuz Zman. Nizirus Tara Chayla Mi'orta. If the Laila is not Mechuz Zman, so he already starts from the night before, and it's a new Nizirus, and therefore he will have to bring another korban. So they're totally one and the other, and that's the way Rav Chisda understood it. Therefore, he said that the mission is not Rebbe, it's going according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, now we're starting Gufa. Nitma b'shvi'i v'chazav nitma b'shvi'i. Eini mevi eila korban achad. If he became Tamei on the seventh day, and then a week later, after he became Tahor, he became Tamei again that same day that he became Tahor. Eini mevi eila korban achad. He only brings one korban because he never started the new Nazirus. The time for the Korbanos never started over again. The Korbanos he could only bring on the eighth day. So since it's all one Korban that he's chayav, that's all he brings. Nitma b'shmini v'chazav n'drishmini maybe Korban al kol achad v'achad. If it's the eighth day that it becomes Tamei, since it already came a time that he could bring the Korban, so it's now considered a new Tumah and he has to bring another Korban. He starts counting immediately. The Chachamim say, no, even on the eighth day, until he brings the Chatas, it will be one Korban that he brings for all the Tumas. However, he brought the Chatas, and then he became Tamei. Then he will have to bring another set of korbanos for each nizirus that he became tamei, even though he didn't bring the yashim yet. He starts counting again after the chatas. Rabbi Yishmael ben Oishal, Rabbi Yechon ben Roy, Gomer, Kishem shechatas v'ikvaso, kena shabu me'akvoi. Rabbi Yishmael ben Oishal, the son of Rabbi, he says that just like the chatas is an ikuv, he can't start counting until he brings the chatas. He also can't start counting until he brings the yashim, and therefore, until he brings the Yashem, he will only bring one Korban Tuma. The first Tana Rabbi Eliezer holds, Bayamahu is coming to tell you that even though he didn't bring the Korbanos, he starts counting, and therefore, if he becomes Tamei again, he will have to bring more Korbanos. He starts counting on that day, even though he didn't yet bring the Yashem. Rabbi Yishmael, Hahu Lamali, what's Bayom Ahu coming to teach you? He says he has to bring the Chatas and the Asham. So, of course, he starts counting after that. Why? What else should you wait for? Amalach, Hahu Afal Kishalohi Vyolasu. He brings three Korbanos. The oil is definitely not Makiv, even according to Rabbi Yishmael, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika. If he did not bring the oil, he brought the Chatas and the Asham, he could already start counting the zeros. Rabbanon oila lo boy miyuta. The Rabbanon says you don't need a miyut for the oila. Of course, that's not ma'akif and kanzin. Doron ba'alma hu. So therefore, I don't need a pasuk for that. The pasuk is calling either for the chatas or the asham, but not for the oila. That's what the chachamim said. The Tanya v'hizir la Hashem es yemen Israel v'hevi kevesh ben shnasa la asham. Ma tal melama lefisha betzina shakol asham shabatayor shein ma'akvin yachalav zema'akvo. We always find that the asham in the Torah is ma'akif. The person from starting his, like the Metzorah, he has to bring the Asham. That's part of the Kapara process. So maybe over here also, he can't start the Nazirus without the Asham. The Pasuk says he becomes a Nazir before he brings it. So it's coming to tell you, not like normally in the Torah, this, in the case of Nazir, is different. He starts his Nazirus even before he brings the Asham. Rabbi Shmuel ben Arshel, Rabbi Yechon ben Broika, Rabbi Hizir v'Hevi, Emas Hizir v'Zman Shehevi. He learns, no, since normally the Arshem is Ma'akiv, so therefore he prefers to learn the Pasuk the opposite way, that the Pasuk means, when does he become a Nazir? After he brings the Arshem. Okay, so third line on your test. Man Tana l'had Tana Rabbanan. Who is the Tana of this Braisa? That says, Isha Shanadra Benatav Nitma. If a woman became a Nazira and she became Tamea, And then the Baal removes the Nazirus. Here the Baal has the option to remove certain Nadarim and Nazirus from his wife. So he removed it. Maybe a Chatas Ha'oif ve'ena mevi'a Oilas Ha'oif. Even though she's not a Nazira now, she still brings the Chatas Ha'oif. Amar Rav Chisda Rabbi Shmuel, he's going to Rabbi Shmuel, Maika Sabar, Ika Sabar Baal Meika Akar, Chatas Ha'oif Nami Lo Laisi. If the Baal uproots the entire Naziris from the, for, as if it was never there, so she shouldn't even bring a Chatas Ha'oif. Ika Sabar Baal Meika Akar. Guys, if the Baal just cuts it off from now on, for the future, Oila Sof Nami Laisi, she should also bring an Oila. She should bring both Karbanos, the Chatas and the Oila, and the Yasham also, probably. Bring my answers. Loilam Kasava Baal Meika Arka. Really, the husband does uproot the Nazirus entirely. Oh, so why does she bring the Chatas? Rabbi Shmuel Sava Laka Rabbi Lezava Kapa. He holds like Rabbi Lezava Kapa, the Tanya Rabbi Lezava Kapa, Rabbi Oimer. The Nazir has to get a kapara for that which he sinned. What did he do? Since he withheld himself from wine, he withheld himself from the pleasures of Olam Hazeh, that's considered a chait. Just from refraining from wine, that's considered a chait. Somebody refrains from all pleasures, for sure that's a chait. So therefore he learns that somebody who does a tainus without good reason is a chait. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Nazir Tami Ksiv. He says it for every Nazir, and yet the Pasuk only says it by a Nazir Tami.
I
thought you got to the Tzad. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay.
And a few another Torah coming in. Where's, here you're saying even another Torah is a choyte. That's a Rebbe Leza Kapar, another Torah, Nami choyte, who, by any time it exceeds, but another Torah, how you'll be shalom a choyte. Another Torah is also choyte. And the reason why it says by another Tame, because he did two things wrong. First, he became a Nazir, and also he did the chayte of becoming Tame. But the truth is that another Torah is also a choyte according to Rebbe Leza Kapar. And indeed, the Nazir Torah also brings a Chatas. That's one of the Korbanos the Nazir Torah brings, is a Chatas. Even if he never became Tamei, he brings a Chatas. An Oila Chatas and a Shlamin. So, the question is, what Chet did the Nazir Torah do that he has to bring a Chatas? So according to Rabbi Lezar Kapar, the whole fact that he became a Nazir was a Chet, that itself. But according to Chamim, only a Nazir Tamei is a Chet. So why does the Nazir Torah bring a Chatas? So Ramban explains that it's fact that he is now ending his Naziris and doesn't retain his Kedusha as a Nazir and continue, he was a Kodosh, now he's going down on a level, that's where the Rabban says he brings a Chatas, another Torah also brings a Chatas.